famous brisa on Daf Yud Beis and Beis Hundred. Rabbi Kami Rav Nachman Sholosh Nashim Meshamshos B'Moch Tana Muberes Menika Tana Shemet Savri Shemet Thomas Muberes Shemet Hasa Uber Sandal Menika Shemet Tigmol Bina VeYamos. So there are three women who can't translate into English without getting to machlokas. Meshamshos B'Moch can't translate. Either the tense of Meshamshos or the, can't translate Moshe about Meshamshos. Okay, but a moch is a moch. Why Ketana, if she gets pregnant, she might die. Meuberes, if she gets pregnant, might make the, it's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosos here, which we won't get into. If anyone wants to get into all the gory details, just look at the Ramban and Idah Chafav and Beis, who goes through all the technicalities. But either it means that she will get pregnant again, and that will squish and kill the existing fetus, or it means that if she has twins, somehow the Shechva Zera will somehow develop into something which will make one fetus squish the other fetus. In any case, it could be Sakana to a fetus. And Menika is, those first two Chashos are not so common bizman hazeh. In modern medical science, I don't think they would say that those are a real sakana. The third one is a fact bizman hazeh also, that if she gets pregnant, if a nursing mother gets pregnant, maisa b'chol yom, that nursing women get pregnant and then their milk dries up and they can't nurse their existing baby anymore. Nowadays, if they invented formula, it is, it's not such a big deal. You know, there's probably, even if you're very poor, there's, you know, gemachs that will help you out, or welfare programs, or etc. So probably baby won't die, but at least scientifically, you know, that matches our modern day mitzias. Okay, ve'ezu k'tanim v'as yud alf shonim yom echad yom yud be shonim yom echad pachz mikan v'yesher kam shemesh gedarcha ve'holech as every mayor. Under 11, she can't get pregnant anyway, no problem. Above 12, that's already a proper age for a woman to get married and get pregnant and start having kids. Back in the day, she's a gross adult already, so also no problem. No, they could just be shamish the regular way. What about tzakanim shemayim yirachmu mishom shenemar shomer psalim Hashem? Okay, don't worry, shomer psalim Hashem. Hashem will take care of them. Without getting into what that has to do with lo motzi v'chamotzo v'ma'enes yet, so the big problem with shonim is, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? Number one, what kind of mishamesh b'moch are they talking about? Right? Moch technically means a piece of cloth. But is it a moch kodem tashmish? You know, similar to, you know, some sort of diaphragm or something. Meaning she puts a moch in and then has the moch in during tashmish. And that blocks the zera from getting into the makor. Yeah, again, whether that's 100% method of birth control, according to modern science, I'm not sure, but let's assume it's, you know, is a somewhat effective method of birth control, or, and this is also a little iffy in terms of the science of it, maybe a moch acher tashmish. No, she does tashmish normally, but afterwards she takes a moch and wipes out all the zera before she can become pregnant. Again, we're not going to get into the questions of science here. To the best of my knowledge, I think the moch before tashmish would be a inferior method of birth control, but I don't know. People don't try it nowadays. Maybe it would accomplish something. To the best of my knowledge, the moch after tashmish will be a very, very inferior method of birth control. But in any case, let's assume that the teva is the way it was 2,000 years ago, and we have a real shaila of some level of sakana, what levels we're not to figure out, and a real shaila of some effective method of birth control. So what is the machlokas? So are we talking about a moch before tashmish or a moch after tashmish? The difference being, a moch after tashmish is purely the woman's business, right? The bio is normal. Moch before tashmish is also the husband is engaging in some not perfectly natural type of bia. And the famous question is the machlokas whether they're allowed to use the moch, or the machlokas whether they have to use the moch? Yeah?
Could there also be a problem if he doesn't know, she doesn't, he doesn't know, a problem with Neiver, is she, is it Tzivu with Neiver?
Correct. Correct, meaning if he didn't know, then if it was Usser, then not telling him wouldn't help. Right? If it was Usser, if he knew, he shouldn't do an Isser. If he didn't know, she shouldn't make him do an Isser. So correct, meaning whether he was told or not should not make a difference. So, what are the shitas here? Let's try to first figure out pshat of different shitas and pshat of the Gemara, and then figure out, you know, what's always even more important than pshat of the Gemara is what is the actual halacha about a moch based on pshat of the Gemara. So, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, and Rashi is consistent. This Bryce appears a few places in Shas. There's also a parallel machlokes in the Dalet Amud Beis. I don't know if maybe some people came across it, where Rabbi Eliezer says for the Meinika is Dashmi Pnimizor Mechotz. The Chacham is saying, nah, you should just do a Kedarka. So that might be somewhat parallel, but we're not going to get into it right now. Rashi says, Mesham Shmoch Mutaras, let's say Smoch Mokum Tashmish, Mesham Shos, Kedei, Shalom, Shalom Yisabru. They are mutter to use a moch, meaning everyone else is usser to use a moch. And why is everyone else usser to use a moch? So Rashi here doesn't spell it out, be Rachel bitcha haktana, but Rashi, in other sugyas in Shas, does spell out, be Rachel bitcha haktana, that what's the problem? What's the problem of why for other women is a problem? Rashi Ksuba says, right, that Mutaris Lite Moch Bosa Makam Shalis Abru, Mutal Mashamish Bemo, sorry, Ksuba is Mutal Mashamish Moch, the Einon Ke Mashchisos Zera. Right, the Einon Ke Mashchisos Zera. So Rashi says the problem is Hashchasa Zera. Right? So that's Rashi Shita, that these women are mutter to use a moch, but other women have an isser of Ashkas Sarah, and that's l'chora the issue in the whole sugya. What's the have mean to have a problem with a moch? L'chora mishum Ashkas Zera. Meaning it's hard to say the problem is because of Puruvu, because the husband's not doing Puruvu, because the Maisa, I mean, she can't have a baby anyway, so what's the Puruvu, right? Tana can't have a baby anyway. And the Mu'uberis, she had one baby would kill the first baby, so it would break even anyway. So, not because of Peru, it's because of Hashkosas Zera. So that is Rashi. So Rashi says that the question is Mutter versus Aser, meaning, let's say, Mutaros Shar Nashim Asuros, and we're talking about a moch, right? What? This is not 100% clear, but it sounds from Rashi like you're putting the moch before tashmish, because he said mutarsh lo says moch v'mokum tashmish k'shehein meshamshos. They're mutter put a moch in the mokum tashmish when they're meshamshos. Sounds pretty clear. Like he doesn't mean mutter put it after they're meshamshos. No, they're allowed to put the moch in when they're meshamshos. I mean, the way the posting explained that is. The halach significance that they're during Tashmish. Obviously, they can't put it in the middle of Tashmish. Means they put it in before Tashmish, and it is there during the time of Tashmish. It seems pretty clear that is Pshat in Rashi. The Tosfos Rid seems to have also understood and agreed with Pshat in Rashi that way. That's the first Pshat. However, the Tosfos and Ksubos, when he defends Rashi, the Rid defends Rashi and says, I can defend Rashi either way. I can defend Rashi meaning a moch kodim tashmish, which I think is pshat in Rashi, or I can defend Rashi that he's talking about a moch after tashmish. So there's another possible shita here, which is, you know, an additional pshat in Rashi. An additional pshat in Rashi. According to the Ri and the Ritva, I don't mean to equate the Ri and the Ritva. The Ri says this could be an alternate Pshat in Rashi. The Ritva says Rashi can mean both of them at the same time. So, what I mean to say is, for the Ri, it's an alternate Pshat in Rashi. And for the Ritva, he thinks Rashi is referring to both of them. He says, no, Rashi is referring to Bein Kod and Bein Lachar Tashmish. He's also referring to Lachar Tashmish. So the Ritva says Rashi is also referring to Lachar Tashmish. The Ri in Tosfos Ksuba says, and the Ri is also quoted not by name in some of the more obscure Tosfos here, says that you could have an alternate pshat in Rashi that he's referring to after Tashmish, but they would say a second pshat, Mutaros, and Shar Nashim are Asuros. That's the clear pshat of Rashi. And it's dealing with a moch, Le'achar Tashmish. That is. So within Rashi, who says this big chiddush that it's Mutaros, and other women are Asur, we're not sure if he's talking about, he himself sounds like he's talking about before Tashmish, but the Ritva extends it to after Tashmish, and the Ri has an alternate pshat that says it could mean after Tashmish. So, I haven't found any of the Rishonim who say flat out, my pshat is, it's Mutaros, and other Nasr Masuros, and it's after Tashmish. But within Rashi, I find the Ritva adds it into Rashi, and the Ri gives an alternate non-Pashat pshat read of Rashi. Okay, but what's the famous sheet of Rina Tam? Let's look at Beis on Beis. Tosa Shal Shemash Mishav Shemoch Pirutu Kuzma Motu L'Shav Shemoch Avol Shar Nashim Asa Mishamash Chasha Zera Afgav Dlo Mifkid Apiri Virvi Urgi Tam is a problem. How could women be Chayev Inash Chasha Zera? They're not Mitzvah and Puruvu. So no, Rashi apparently holds that women are an Isher Ash Chasha Zera even though they're not Mitzvah and Puruvu. V'chein Mashba V'nida Tznam Perakol Yad Hamar Be'lidok Nashim Shabachos. Likewise in Nida, Yudgimel and Aleph, it says, any woman who does a lot of bedika to check for dam is b'shubachas, but if a man does a lot of bedika in his aver to check for tuma, right? Men also have tuma. They can have zav, and they can have balkari, and you have to know these things, right? A kohen, he's eating truma. That's a big problem if he has tuma coming out of his aver. So maybe he should check all the time? No. Tikotzeis, it doesn't mean we literally cut off his hand. Chomish also doesn't mean that. It means that his hand deserves to be cut off for doing such a foolish thing. What's the problem with men? That's also your Zerah L'Atala. It might cause them to be multi Zerah L'Atala if they're touching their privates. But with women, Lavnos Hargosha. Women don't get excited by this. Women do, but if a man does Vedika, he'll get excited and it might lead to an Aver. Women, Lavnos Hargosha, they don't get excited. Mashva diavav no sargal shavi aser. It's mashva that if women would get excited, it would be aser. So that shows that women have an iser ashkasa zera, according to Rashi. Umihu matzino l'farish. However, we can also interpret like Rabbeinu Tam. The lav nos iser hagasha ninu. Rashi says women don't get excited. But if they did, they would have the iser. Rabbeinu Tam says no. It means lav nos hagasha means they don't have an iser of hagasha. There's no iser for women to get excited and be mashka zera. Now again, we're not going to get into science here. The assumption in a few places in Chazal, and to the best of my knowledge, in most of the, this is a bit of a big machlokas. There are even two pshatim in Galen ad hayom hazeh. But the assumption in general in the old days that women had zera that came out during Tashmish also. You know, nowadays we tend to not assume that, right? Right? We assume a woman has an egg and the egg comes out once a month from the ovaries and it has nothing to do with anything anyone does, right? It's a total automatic process. But the assumption in the old days was that just like a man was motzi zera during Tashmish, a woman was motzi zera during Tashmish. Okay, you can mayan in the, I mean, there's a lot of hak about this in terms of the machlokas in Aristotle and Galen, and what exactly is pshat and Galen. I'm not holding these things at all, so I don't know what the right pshat and Galen is. But either pshat and Galen held that woman was motzi zera. They just argued about what the function it was. So that's what they're talking about in Nida, right? If a woman, could she, like a man, get excited by touching herself and come to stimulate herself and be motzi the zera, that women are motzi b'shas tashmish? So, lav no sargasha, which Rashi says, at least the way Tosfos reading means, they don't get it, women don't have that psychology. Therefore, it won't happen, but if it did happen, it would be usher. Or, like Tosfos suggests, no, lav no sargasha means they're not shayach to the Indian of Hargasha because they're not mitzvah in this. Women don't have an issue of Hargasha Zera. Women can be mashkas whatever they want. They weren't mitzvah in this. Why not, of course? Context of Tosfos. Why are women not mitzvah in Hargasha Zera? Because they're not mitzvahs in Puruvu. So, Rabbeinu Tam Omer, Rabbeinu Tam therefore says, the liftei tashmish vade also litein shamoch. The ain derech tashmish kach. Before tashmish, it's for sure also to put a moch because that's not the normal derech of tashmish. Varia kumatel zera l'itzim avanim. Shematel amoch. Says liftei tashmish is sure usher. Why? Because liftei tashmish, they're not having a normal bia. And when the man is motzi zera through not a normal, if a man motzi zera through bia, we never heard, well, we'll see, we might hear a little, but we never heard that we interrogate men and said, you're sleeping with your wife in a normal bia? What if she can't get pregnant? What if she's a katana? What if she's a zakena? What if she's an akara? You know, we never heard that all of a sudden we usher them. No, that's normal bia. Normal bia is not zera l'batala. But over here, he's, I understand, he's engaging in tashrus with his wife. But he's not making most of the zera into his wife, he's being most of the zera into a mother. Therefore, that's like matal itzim avanim. That's just like being multi zera, not through bia, just stand on the ground. That's like irva onan. And therefore, that's for sure, usher, he says. Avol nosenes mochach or tashmish ein nira lesser. But the moch after tashmish, there's no usher. There's no isser. Why? The high gabrik yorchim shamish. Midi dava ektan of islandis. Lo itzer betashmish. Shum dalav nos bonim inu. Right? If she cleans it after tashmish, the guy for sure didn't do an isser. He's being mishamish kedarko. Ah, his wife can't get pregnant. Okay, everyone whose wife is a ketana and islandis, also the wife can't get pregnant. Right? Anyone who's 80 years old, unless you want to say, rechoshish for sari menu. Anyone who's 80 years old, his wife can't get pregnant, still butter. Right? Even if you're not 80 years old. There's a lot of people who can't get pregnant. And we don't aser tashmish because normal derech tashmish is not asering. Right? And so the man's doing nothing wrong. He knows she's going to clean it out. So he knows she's not going to get pregnant, but he's not doing anything wrong. But and the woman who's actually mamish destroying the zera, she's mamish taking a moch and destroying it, she's not mitzvah neshchas zera, kein lomik rivya. So Rosa says, Misham Shus B'moch doesn't mean they put in the moch during Tashmish, they put in the moch after Tashmish, and it's Heter Gomer, because there's no Isser for a woman to be Mashra Zera. So what does Rabbi Tam say, as quoted in our Tosos, right? In the Sefer Yashar, his, if you look there, his formulation is very, very, he just says it means Chayavos, not Mutaros, and he doesn't explain too much. Here he explains very much. It means that these women are chayavos, and shar nashim are mutaros, and it's talking about le achar tashmish. He says, moch achar tashmish, there's no hav mean an asher in the first place. What's the problem? Oh, she's mamish being mashka zera. Women are allowed to be mashka zera. They're labnos isser hargashanin. So, he says, what is the machlokes? Well, the Ramea says they have to use a moch, because you have to avoid sarkana. I'm saying, nah, you can just rely on Shemayim to protect you. Okay, we'll have to analyze that a little more, but for now. That's Rabbi Tam as quoted in our Tosos. The fourth, what's the only shot that's missing?
Before and time.
Exactly, right? Which is that maybe three women are chayavos, but everyone is mutter. Basically, what do we see here? That according to Rabbi Tam, any woman is mutter to, you know, make herself kill the husband Zera after she's already had the bia. Right? I don't know if she takes a morning after pill or something. That's mutter for any woman. That you don't need any heter for. Or if she has some other method. Again, I don't know if there are really any effective methods of, maybe the doctors here can tell us, are there any effective methods of a woman killing the Zera after Tashmish, according to modern science, other than a morning after pill? I don't know. I'm not sure. But if she could find one, that would be totally okay. Because she's allowed to do whatever she wants. She doesn't have peruvu. But how about a more radical pshat? That it's talking about kodem tashmish. And everyone's mutter. These three women are chayavos, right? What's kodem tashmish? That's like, you know, like maybe using a diaphragm nowadays, right? They put a diaphragm and they put spermicide on it. It's something that kills, blocks the zera b'shas tashmish, right? So maybe that's totally mutter for all women in all circumstances. Just, the machlokes says, the Rameir says, these two women are chayavos to do weird extra things to protect themselves. But Chacham say, nah, they can rely on Hashem. Does anyone hold that shita? That would be a very big kula. So, if you look in the Mordechai here, the Achronim point out that the Mordechai sounds this way. That, I don't know if I have them. Oh, here we are. The Mordechai definitely sounds this way. The Achronim point out Simon Gimel. Shalosh Nashim Shamshu Shmoch. Peirush Rashi Mutaros Shamshu Shmoch. V'Avagav Deshar Nashim Ashuris B'Shem Aschosas Zera. Eilu Mutaros. V'Lo Nirel Rebbeinu Tam. He's also quoting Rebbeinu Tam. But again, Rebbeinu Tam himself, we don't know what he said. I mean, there is a Sefer Yashar, but it's not very unclear. The Hakat said, "Nanu, the Hakatan of Islandis, Avagav Lo Nosakon Zera Ninu Loa Shalosh Shamshu Badayu." Because after all, Ketanav Islandis, they can't have kids, but you're allowed to still be Mishamish. Lo Havi Ashkos Zera, it's not Ashkos Zera, came in Derech Tashmish Kach, it's normal Derech Tashmish. Hachan Nami B'moch, likewise the Moch, came in Derech Tashmish B'kach, Eino Aser. When we first went down, Hashem shows trichos, Hashem shows mofi ito tova, kamash vola, and while sharing, Hashem inon trichos. Mirri, bar the Hashem shows lech, yisur, b'chein pirish ribon. What does he sound like? He says, I mean, the Tom says, what's the problem? As long as you're doing mashamish, tashmish, bia, kedarka, as long as you're doing a normal derech bia, then there's no iser. And the moch also with normal derech bia. Now, it sounds like for the Mordechai, that what's he saying? Even with the moch inside, before tashmish, it's normal derech bia. That's the Achronim understand that, I'm not saying you can't get out of it, I'm not saying it's 100% black and white, but the Achronim understand in the Mordechai, that he's saying that Hachanam bin Moch came to Derech Tashmish Bekach Ein Isser. Even with a Moch, it's Derech Tashmish. So the Mordechai is saying that even with a Moch, it sounds like even with a Moch there at the time, that's still considered normal Tashmish, and it's totally Mutter. The Mordechai doesn't scream it with neon lights, but if you go to the very, very early Achronim here, the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal here, says it straight on black and white. He says, I know there's a machlokas, whether it means Shar Nashim or Mutaris or Asuros. I know there's a machlokas, whether it's before Tashmish or after Tashmish. He says, I hold that these three women are Chayavas and other Nashim are Mutaros. Everyone's Mutar, and I hold it before Tashmish, because there's no problem whatsoever, because this is a normal Bia. I understand Rabbeinu Tam said that that's not a normal Bia. It's like Matal Zeret Eitzim Avonim. I said, what are you talking about? Matal Zeret Eitzim Avonim means he's not with his wife. Here, he's doing a normal Bia with his wife. She just stuck a thing inside her. That's still a normal Bia with his wife. Just because she has something stuck in there doesn't change her from being a normal Bia. That's a normal Bia. Normal Bia is Mutter.
Within the Shita, though, it's Chayavos. It can also do after Tashmish, right? It wouldn't be that they have to do it Kodim Tashmish, would it?
Lich Ora, they could also do it after Tashmish. Right, but it's possible that the Rishonim interpreted as Kodim Tashmish might have held that after Tashmish is not so effective. Yeah, I don't know what the hell that's on.
If they're in there with Sakana, then they hold that it's Chayav.
Yeah. What?
No, but they would get rid of the Sakana doing afterwards
okay.
Also.
The, correct. Now, an interesting question is it's Mutter and it's Sakana, why would the Chacham hold you're not Chayav?
Right.
But we'll have to come back to that. But that's not going to be probably for today. Now, okay, these are the basic ways of reading the sugya. Just, we have to fill in what's the derech of the Rishonei Sfarad reading the sugya. Rishonei Sfarad hold like Rashi Mutaros or like Rabbeinu Tam Chai. First of all, someone correct me if I'm wrong here. I can't figure out from any of the Rishonei Sfarad whether they hold this a moch before Tashmish or after Tashmish. In the Maskana. Most of them are very unclear about this. So most of them are very unclear. I have not found a good raya as to whether they're holding it before or after Tashmish. But, do the Rishonei Sfarad paskin Chayavos or Mutaros? What do all the Rishonei Sfarad conclude? Yeah. They all reject Rashi who says Mutaros, and say, they all reject Rashi who says Mutaros, and say instead Chayavos. So they all sound like Rabbeinu Tam. However, this is the Rashba and the Ritva here, and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ra'ah and the Talmud Rashba and Ksubos and all over Shas. They all pass like Rabbeinu Tam Chayavos. The question is, this is a Shut Rabbi Akiva Eger dealt with. The famous Shut Rabbi Akiva Eger was very mashmer about these in Yanim. Or what simon was it? Simon Ayin Aleph in the Shut Rabbi Akiva Eger. He, I think, makes a correct deal. Let's look at some of the Rishonei Sfarad. For example, the Rashba and the Ritva here, right? Let's look at what, I mean, the Ritva here is actually very explicit, so let's look at the Ritva. The Ritva says, Sholosh Noshim Shalosh Perish Rashi Dal Mutaris L'Shamish B'moch, Kadesh Lo Yis'abu, Perish the Purusho, B'shar Noshim Asuris L'Shamish, Afgav Vol Mifti Aperi Perivi, and Kamok Masuris Ein L'Hashkos Arari L'Holit. Right, there's still Yisra Reshkos Zara for women. Avgav the Kolki Yorche in Bom Shemash Chas Zera Dabi is Ketan Vayelus Mutaris Tashmish Moch Lav Orach Arahu Vekol Davi Lemoch Shas Tashmish Afilu the Day Iki Sura Davi Likim Shamash Alavanim Lo Itzem Ki Lesem Moch Shas Tashmish Iki Sura Bidi Da. So he says, this is where he quotes Rashi. He says, for Rashi, other women are Usher because of Ashkos Zera. If it's before Tashmish, other women are Usher because he's being Mashkos Zara Litzem Avanim. And if it's after Tashmish, other women are Usher because she's being Mashkos. Either way. But Rashi's wrong. All the Rishonei Sfarad agree that Rashi's wrong. And Mukhe Yosef, everyone agrees that Rashi's wrong.
The
The old Rabbanan told me achasu biachasu mishamshes kedarka also lemeir da filo hani shol shem mutarish l'shamish b'moch. V'amaykim niks akana klal heich machnisus also mishem shomer tzar Hashem. So, what's this problem? All the Rishonei Sfarad, they all say the same thing. They say, can't be mutaros, because how could pachos mi bas yud aleph and gimel nashim lefi chachamim be asuros? Right? All the Rishonei Sfarad saying, no, it can't be that these gimel nashim mutaros and everyone else is asur. Because how could under 11 years old be usher? After all, she can't get pregnant anyway. And how could the gimel nashim according to the chacham be usher? After all, they have sakana. So, what does he say? Lekach nirke v'anach l'chayavos shem shvokhon k'dipir shvina tamzal upach became v'yosro k'inein l'chayavos. So rather, what do the Rishonei Sfarad say? It is chayavos. Chayavos. But, do they really hold like Rashi or like Tosos? And regular women. What do they really hold? Chayavos. But Pachos Mibas Yud Aleph is not Chayavos. Right? What do they say? You can't say Mutaros, because then Pachos Mibas Yud Aleph is Usser. Why should Pachos Mibas Yud Aleph be Usser? After all, she can't get pregnant anyway. What's the Isser? So it must be Chayavos, and Pachos Mibas Yud Aleph is not Chayav. But they still haven't told us what's the name of regular women. What about regular women? So the Ritva goes on to say, El de Pam in Mutaris, possibly can be asked on the Chayos, El de Pam in Mutaris, Gon Katano, Pam Masuris, Gon Gdola. He admits that regular women are Asuros. Have a meaning of Filel Mashams Gadar Lo Moch, Im Yurtsu Vein Chayim Mashams Moch. Right? But Shar Noshim are Asuros. So if you look, this is clear in the Ritva, and this is clear in the Meiri, and this is clear in the Ramban in Ksubos. That the Rishonei Sfarad, not all of them are so clear, they're all saying the whole like Rabbi Natan Chayavos. Us, they're big Mekilim. But not so Pashit, because they all say, why do we hold like Rabbi Natan Chayavos? Because you can't answer Pashit Mibas Yud Aleph. And you can't answer Gimel Nashim Lefi Chachamim. But they never say, because you can't answer Shar Nashim. Right? And the Ritva is Mefurish. This is Mefurish in the Ritva and the Meiri in Yevamos. And the Ramban in Ksubos, the Ritva and the Meira, I put on the Makor sheet, but you look in the Ramban in Ksubos, it's also pretty Mefurish. That they really, they interpret the Gemara like a little more like Rabbeinu Tam. They really hold like Rashi, Shar Nashim are Asuros. The only reason they don't want to say Mutaris versus Asuros is because they hold that Pachas Mibas Yud Aleph is not Usser. But they admit that regular women are Usser. So really, they're more like, they all say we hold like Rabbeinu Tam. They all the Rishonim say, we hold like Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, well, we see everyone's making like Rabbeinu Tam, no one's machmir like Rashi. But no, he points out that that's not what they mean. It's all in contrast to what? Rabbeinu Tam says, Chayavos, and all Nashim are Mutaros. Rashi says, Mutaros, and all Nashim are Asuros. So you're right, they say like Rabbeinu Tam, Chayavos, and 10-year-olds are Mutaros. But they admit that regular women are Asuros. So really, even though they say we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, again, this isn't my chiddush, this is pshat, and also Rabbi Akiva Eiger pointed this out in history, they paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, they prefer Rabbeinu Tam of Chayavos, but really, they hold like Rashi in normal life, that Shar Nashim are Asuros. They only say Chayavos, so that under 11-year-olds could be Mutaros. Okay, so Lamaisa, they're really more like Rashi and Shar Nashim.
Why would under 11-year-olds, why would they even,
what
they want? I mean,
and a but if they want to, it's Mutaros. If they want to, it's Mutaros. Now, we're ready to start seeing some Machlokos. Okay. First Machlokos here is, before we get back to Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, let's go back to Rishonei Sfarad and Rashi. What's the machlokas between Rishonei Sfarad and Rashi? What's the machlokas between Rishonei Sfarad and Rashi? The, I mean, Pasha Pshat and Rashi is that these women are mutaros, but Pachos Mikan V'Yosur Mikan are Asuros. So one, we seem to have this machlokos. Let's make a list of machlokos here. Right? Pachos Mi Bas Yud Aleph. Rashi says Asuros, and Rishone Sfarad say Mutaros because she's not Ru'uya. She can't get pregnant anyway, so what's the problem of Hashkasa Zera? Right? So that's one machlokas we have. We might be curious to know at a certain point what the yesod of that machlokas. Okay. But before we figure out the yesod of this machlokas, that's one machlokas we have, right? Within this in-between Shita Rishon and Sfarad, they really hold like Rashi that it's also for regular women to use birth control. They really hold that it's also for regular women to use birth control. Why did they say Chayavos? Because they don't want to assert 10-year-olds from birth control. Why not? Besides, like, I mean, no need anyway. It's just a theoretical question. Because they say, how can you assert 10-year-olds from birth control? She can't get pregnant anyway. That's not birth control. So why does Rashi think it is usher anyway? Valid question. But before we get back to that, let's get to the Tosfos Rush. The Tosfos Rush has a really, really, really nice way of putting the machlokas between Rabbi Tam and Rashi, right? And he really gets the heart of the issue of, even more so than Tosos, should it be mutter or should it be usser? So let's look at the Tosos Rush. He says, Venerally Kabir Shabbat Tam, second half. Tuma first eats a tova commercial. And he says, yeah, it's an eats a tova of Rameir. I'm going to say it's not an eats a tova. Came in Shabbat Samoch Lacher Tashmish. Kugon Shabbat Samoch Lacher Tashmish after Tashmish. V'e after the first period Rashi. It's impossible to say like Rashi. Why is it impossible to say like Rashi? Dilo Hanoshim Muta, Elon Hashim Tar Shar Nashim Asur. So that these women are Mutter and regular women are Asur. Why? D'ima Sima Samoch Bashas Tashmish Havi Kamatol Eats Malavanim. Even the Mashkes Zarok, maybe Mabel Olam, Lo Mastavishi Atir Leilo Nashim Zol Sunkus Ona. The Mutar Shlo Yisham Shu Klau. So let's take the Machlokas of Koden Tashmish. How many sheeters are there on Koden Tashmish, on the heter of Moch Koden Tashmish, on the board? How many sheeters are there on the din of Moch Koden Tashmish?
Three.
Three. Excellent. What are the three? What are the three sheets about whether it's mutter to do a moch koden tashmish? Okay. What is Rashi? What does the Mordechai and the Yamshel Shlomo hold? Mordechai and the Yamshel Shlomo. Say stam mutter, right? Why is it stam mutter? Because they say it's derech bia. You think it's called not derech bia. No, this is a normal derech bia. They argue what's called derech bia. Everyone agrees bia is mutter if the wife can't get pregnant. Right? Maisa b'chol yom. You know, there are lots of women who can't get pregnant. And bia is still mutter. So, they say this is a normal bia. The fact that you stick something in doesn't make it not bia. Okay. And Rabbi Tam says in Tosfos, right? The mainstream version of Rabbi Tam says usser because once it's not derech bia, what is it like? It's like eitzim avonim, right? It's like matil al eitzim v'avonim, meaning it is it's totally usser, right? It's totally usser. It's mamish regular otzah zera levatala, right? So zera zera onto a moch. What's the difference if you put the moch inside a woman or not? So zera zera onto a moch. Okay, what's the third shita? Yeah?
Mutter for the three women.
Rashi. Mutter legimel nashim aser lishar nashim. Now, what's the problem with Rashi? What might you think is the svara of Rashi? What would you say is the svara of Rashi? I understand the two shitas here. The Mordechai and the Yamshel Shlomo say this is considered normal bia, ish be ishto. She's like an islandess. She's a woman who can't get pregnant, but you do normal marital bia. Normal marital bia is mutter. I understand from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, this is not normal marital bia. This is bia unto a moch. Right? Okay, so they argue whether this is considered normal marital bia or not. What's the svar of Rashi? That it's mutter for three women, usser for everyone else. So what might you think at first glance? It's usser, but sakana, sakana, right? Pikuach nefesh. What is the Tosus? So what's the svara? Svara is usser, but pikuach nefesh. Okay, why is that svara wrong? That's the Tosus Rashi's kasha and Rashi. Why is that svara dead wrong? Why is that svara dead wrong? It's usser, but pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. What do you mean? What? Exactly. What do you mean pikuach nefesh? Pikuach nefesh means the guy's dying and he needs the ambulance taken to the hospital on Shabbos. Either he'll die or you'll drive on Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh, drive on Shabbos. Over here, what do you mean? If they're mishamesh, then they're sakana. So just don't be mishamesh. I don't understand. Can a guy say, you know, I want to play with knives on Shabbos, and then, you know, I don't. Can a guy say, I want to cut myself on Shabbos, then I have to go to the hospital for pikuach nefesh? No, of course you can't create a pikuach. You can't on purpose do an aveira because it might be sakana. Because it might be sakana otherwise. The guy, I don't know. What's a good example? The guy says, I don't know, I want to walk down the highway on Shabbos. It's not going to do it by foot, so I'll drive. No, just stay home. Right? I mean, there's a third option here. Don't be mishamish with a moch, don't be mishamish without a moch. Mishamish without a moch is not kind of mishamish with a moch is an isser, so don't be mishamish. Right? What's the only reason the guy wants me? The guy says that I have to be mishamish because of mitzvah's ona. Hold on a second. Mitzvah's ona is not docha veros. Mitzvah's ona is not docha veros. It's not really pikuach nefesh. He could sit home and watch TV. Only he wants to be mishamish for mitzvah's ona. You can't do an aveira to do the mitzvah of ona. That's the mitzvah of ona is not docha the isser hashchas zera. So, says the Tosus Rosh, that's his kasha on Rashi. Rashi doesn't make any sense. How could it be mutter to be medua, if it's Hashchas Zera, how could it be mutter for these three women? After all, you could just not be Mishamish and you won't have Sakana. So what's Pshat and Rashi? Okay, who gives Pshat and Rashi?
No, but why
say that?
I mean, it's an Essay Docha
Lo Sasser. Why don't we say Essay Docha Lo Sasser? That's an interesting Pshat. Maybe you can say for Rashi, the point is, for other women, you could do Ona without Moch. For these women, the only way to do Ona is with the Moch, is Sakana, so the Assay of Ona is doche the los assay of Hashchas Zera. So that is an interesting approach. Lemaisa, not so pasha, because first of all, it's not clear that Ona is an assay. Ona might be a los assay. What does it say in the Chumash, right? Does it ever say Ona is an assay in the Chumash? I don't think it ever says Ona is an assay, right? The Rambam doesn't quote that as an assay in Hilchas Ishus. I think that's the simplest answer. There is no say of Ona. I know we call it a mitzvah, but by mitzvah, we mean it's a losa say. What does he say? Shalo yimna shirksus va'ona. It's not an assay, it's a lav. A losa say is not docha losa say. So then we're stuck. That's not going to work. I know we call it a mitzvah v'ona, because whatever. Practically, it's a mitzvah to not do lav mosa, right? But it's not an assay, so it can't be docha. So what's the answer? What do you have to say for Rashi?
There is no Isser here.
It's not for the three Nashim that Pikuach Nefesh Docha the Isser. It's for the three Nashim, there is no Isser in the first place. That's what you have to say for Rashi. What's the real Svara for Rashi? The real Svara is that for Shar Nashim, there is an Isser. For the Gimel Nashim, there is no Isser. Why is there no Isser for the Gimel Nashim? Not the Sakana is Docha the Isser. There is no Isser for the Gimel Nashim is the proper Pshat and Rashi. And that's how the answer to Tosfos Rosh. Tosfos Rosh says, if there's an Isser, you can't say Pikuach Nefesh is Docha. Just don't be Mishamish. Okay, have some self-control. No, again, what Rashi has to answer is that it might not be Docha and Isser. For other women it is an Isser. For three women it isn't an Isser. Why for three women is it not an Isser? Who answers this for Rashi? Or who wants to answer this for Rashi? Could be you. You could quote a Rishon. I'm open-minded. Because all these svaras are floating around the Rishonim and Achronim. Just They're not all said by people on the Sugya defending Rashi, but there are numbers. Anyone want to, so why for Rashi, for other women should be Isser Chomer Vashchasa Zera, and for this woman should not be Isser in the first place? Why for these women should not be Isser in the first place? Someone besides Zev. Someone besides Daniel. Why for these three women should not be Isser in the first place? That's the Tos Rashi's Kasha. If it's Usser, it's Usser for everyone, because this is not Pikuach Nefesh. Just don't be Mishamish. And if it's Mutter, it's Mutter for everyone. So Rashi's stuck. So for Rashi, if we learn this and say, no, for these three women, it's not an issue in the first place. Why not? Why for these three women is it not an issue in the first place? Anyone? Sfara? Or quoting? Why for other, for every woman should be a big issue, and for these women should it be Heter?
Can't be pregnant. They can't get pregnant anyway.
Ah, so maybe you could say because for other women, the problem is Hashchas Zera, they could to have a baby. But for these three women, they can't get pregnant anyway. Meaning, they could get pregnant. Say a little better. They could get pregnant, right? But they can't reproduce, right? Because the Katan, if she gets pregnant, she'll die and she won't have a baby. The Mu'uberis, if she gets pregnant, maybe she'll have a baby, but kill the existing baby and it won't be any net gain. And for the Manika also, she'll get pregnant, but she'll kill the baby she's nursing now. All lo aleinu. And there won't be a net gain. So maybe you could say the reason why, and this is not explicitly used to explain Rashi here, but the Svara is in the in the Rishonim. Maybe because, right? Because you can't, because the there's no Isser to destroy Zera that can't lead to producing babies, or at least to net producing babies. I mean, that's the point. The Isser is Hashchas Zera that could turn into a person. Over here, if it can't turn into a person, so there's no Isser. That's one possibility. What did the Tosfos Rit say?
The Tosfos Rit just respond to that, so they shouldn't be Mishamish while she's in one of these...
No, because there's no Isser at all to be Mashu Zera that can't create a baby.
Her. His Zera can still create a baby.
That's an interesting question. Meaning, that is a good Ha'ara. One second. What's the Ha'ara? The Ha'ara is, what do you mean the Zera can't create a baby? He could take a second wife, right? This Merkander and Gershom. So he's still being Mashka Zaro. She can't create a baby. But he's still being Mashka Zara because his Zara can still create a baby. So what's the answer? He should marry a second wife and be Mashamash with her. His Zara really is ready to create a baby. That is a interesting Ha'ara. As a matter of fact, that's such an interesting Ha'ara that it might just be right. I might be stuck here. I might have to erase that possibility, which is fine. Doesn't bother me at all. But that is a that sounds like a good ha'ara. Okay, sorry, I'm erasing it. Sounds like a good ha'ara. Okay, back to the drawing board. No, we don't have Shana Rashi yet. What do we mean? We go to lunch. We won't have Shana Rashi. We won't even be able to eat lunch. So what's Pshat and Rashi? So
why would a P.S. Kana ever be Mutter? That meaning, like, in all these things, isn't that the same thing that you should just marry a Gedola?
No, so you could say that's Derech Bia. Derech Bia is different. Okay, anyone want to give me another explanation for Rashi? I mean, what you're hinting at, you could get an improved version of what you want to reject is. Anyway, what did Tosfos Rit say to defend Rashi, or any other shots?
It's only to serve Erevonon if you're doing it to
prove. Aha! So he takes care of Yoni's objection by making an issue of your Kavanah. Is the Tosfos Rit in this Kovetz thingy? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zuck the Tosfos Rit. He says, V'ikashe heichi turu chachamim lehozi zara lasmaise Erevonon. How could they be matter, right? Even in English they have a word, onanism, right? That's not a word which is used in modern slangy English. It's sort of a King James kind of word. But it's a good word. It comes from the Chumash. So how can the Chacham be Mater? Maisa Erva Onan, right? That's really Tosfos Rashi's Kasha. If it's Maisa Erva Onan for all other women, then how could they be matter for these three women? Just don't be mishamish. Shuva, is no ma'ase erva onan shasra tokos kama nashul zaber. No, what's the ma'ase erva onan? If you're intending, meaning, if you look at erva onan, right? What was wrong with that erva onan did? So the zera levatala on the simplest level, like Mar seems to say. But he says, no, if you're ma'ayin more on what erva onan did, they weren't just motzi zera levatala. They were purposely trying to avoid procreating, right? Meaning, you know, Onan could have had a baby, and he purposely didn't want to have a baby because he wasn't interested in making shein la'achiv for, you know, because he had a very evil midos. And Er, according to the Medrash, also could have had a baby, but purposely didn't want to have a baby because he didn't want to ruin his wife's beauty, right? That's what you're trying to avoid. Puravu. That's my say erva onan. But if your kavan is not to avoid puravu, your kavan is for an innocent reason, like avoiding sakana, then it's mutter. And likewise, if your kavan is only for your yetzer hara and not in order to avoid pregnancy, it's also mutter. What's this raya? I'm reading for kavan deksumas haydasa. Kavan to Rabbi Yomelo Rachel Shulchan Afkav Etiro. Certain woman came complaining to Rebbe that her husband wanted to do Bia Shalok Kedarka, and Rebbe said it's okay. But Erva Onan Shalok Kedarka, Shem Shek, Ramil Kam Sechtan, oh, the Maskana and Daf Lamadal seems to be the Erva Onan against the Pshat of the Pasuk. Did Bia Shalok Kedarka? So, simple question. If Bia Shalok Kedarka is what Erva Onan got killed for, then why is it mutter for this guy to do Bia Shalok Kedarka with his wife? So the answer is Pashat, Elevad, the Hemshai, Sekhavanashal, Zabar, Yopam. Erva Onan did whatever they did in order to avoid pregnancy as birth control. That is Chemisvide Shamayim. Avomishkavanashal, Hashim, Tabas, Yisra. But if your intention is not for birth control, if your intention is for an innocent reason, then it's okay. So in these Gimel Dashim, your intention is to avoid Sakana. That's okay. You'd love to have more and more babies. Just right now, you need to avoid Sakana, or a guy who wants to. Not a guy who wants to only be Bo's wife Shlok Kedarka as birth control, but a guy who wants to be Bo's wife Shlok Kedarka once because of his Yetzer Hara, that's an innocent kavana. The not in the still Sharm standards, perhaps, as the Rambam also points out here, but in the halachic standards, right? That's not a problem. It's not called Mashal Zara to do what you want. Because if so, then it would be also if someone to sleep with his wife if his wife was infertile, right? Why is it mutter for someone to sleep with their wife is a kara, katana, an eyeless, etc.? The answer is because they're not trying to avoid having babies. They are. I mean, maybe in a chanami you would admit if a guy marries an eyeless because he doesn't want to do puravu, maybe that would be erva onan. But no, a guy marries a girl, she turns out to be an eyeless, so he sleeps with her because he already likes her. Or a guy whose wife is a kena, and he sleeps with her because they've already been married for many, many years. And not because he's trying to avoid, not because he's a 18-year-old buck who married a 60-year-old woman so that he can avoid having kids. So that's perfectly fine. So what does he say? He says the iser of erva onan is only when you have kavana to not have kids. But in this case, he had an innocent kavana, and that's what the Tosos Rid says. The Tosos Rid says that by shar nashim, the kavana is to not have kids. Why would anyone be mishamish from shar nashim? Why would a regular guy with a regular wife want to use a moch? Ox, he wants to avoid having kids. He's, you know, doesn't believe in having kids. He's afraid of population explosion and all these other things, right? So at one time that was very fashionable, by the way. Back in the day, in the 60s, it was like they thought that we have too many people for the world to support, and it was a big liberal thing to be against having kids because you were just burdening the world with too many people. What?
Is that still fashionable?
I don't think so. No, and in China, it's more. China's things are more than fashionable. The China fashion becomes becomes coercion. But that was once fashionable. Nowadays, I don't think that's fashionable. I think nowadays, if people don't want to have kids, either people want to have kids, or if someone doesn't want to have kids because they have a certain lifestyle, meaning the secular belt, that they don't want to. A compromise on. I don't think they think it's good for the world to not have kids anymore. I don't know, maybe. Maybe in Berkeley still. Anyway, so, or let's say a guy just says, you know, I had a neighbor back where I used to live in Chutz Laaretz who was old people who never had kids. And they said they never had kids because they like to travel and do this and that and they want to compromise their lifestyle. That's my say, erva onan. But over here, the guy says, I want to have kids. Just right now, it's sakana. and my kavana is, now you're right, he could avoid being mishamish, but it doesn't matter, because kavana is innocent by the gimel nashim. The kavana is neutral. And as long as you have a neutral kavana, that's not ma'aseh erva onan. The iser is only to be mashkes with kavana of avoiding kids. If you're mashkes with neutral kavana, such as these three nashim, or such as any guy's bowl's wife shlo kedarka, in addition to kedarka, just because he enjoys that in his yetzer hara, but he's also bowl kedarka to have kids. Then, like the case with Rebbe, and he's a hipta, wasn't it? That guy said to his wife, "I only want to bowl shlo kedarka, so you'll never have kids." No, he says, "I want to indulge my taiva, but we'll also have kids." Then it is no problem, because the iser is only in the anti-kids kavana, not in the etzem hashkasa. That's the defense of the Tosus Rid.
So it would apply to more than Shalosh Nashim?
What?
It would apply beyond Shalosh Nashim?
So he says this would also apply beyond Shalosh, meaning, let's say you had a regular woman, and for some reason you were trying to have kids all the time, you wanted to use a moch once for some neutral reason, that would also be mutter. It's just, there is no such case. Meaning, there is no hinky tits of wanting to use a moch for other women for a neutral reason. Because why would you want to use a moch if not to avoid getting pregnant, right? So, there is no reason, right? But, if, ain't a chami, theoretically, in all nashim a moch would be mutter if you had a neutral kavana. It's just the hinky tits is that for other women, the only people who use a moch are people trying to avoid kids. So that's a bad kavana. For these three women, there's a good kavana to use a moch. But in a chnami, let's say a guy says, I have a regular wife. My wife's not one of the gimel nashim. I want to be mishamish once with a moch because I made a bet with my friend $1,000 and I would do it. So I want to win $1,000. And again, this is a theoretical case. People shouldn't have such kalash rosh. But then Taka the Rib would say, that's mutter. Because he has a neutral kavana. He just wants to make money. He's not trying to avoid kids. Tomorrow night, he'll be bowling out a moch and trying to have kids. So Taka the Rib, it's just a very rare occurrence. But he says, what would be the parallel common occurrence? Guy wants to be bowl shlo kedarka once. Oh, he's being mashma zera. Why is it want to be mashma zera? The answer is because here's kavan is neutral. He just enjoys this, not run of the mill act. And therefore, but he's not trying to avoid kids, so it would be mutter. Basically, he finds your hate contempt, so just he has to make it a different case.
Is there any chiluk between someone who's already fulfilled for Rebbe?
Not that I know of. I don't think he would go that far. I can promise you, but I don't think he would go that far, as we'll explain in a moment. Now, there is possibly another way you could answer this, which is hinted at in the Ra'an Ksubos, etc., which may be that another reason for Gimel Nashim, and this is, I think, where Zev was going before. Why else could you say that for Gimel Nashim, it's not Usser? Because for Shar Nashim, what's the reason... for Shar Nashim, do you need to be Mishamish B'moch? No. For Gimel Nashim, why do you need to be Mishamish B'moch? Not for Pekuach Nefesh, that's the Tosfos Rosh killed. But what need is there to be Mishamish B'moch? The need of? Well, you can't be Mishamish B'moch because they might die, right? Someone might die. So why do you have to be Mishamish B'moch? Why not be Poresh? Because of? Because the mitzvah's Ona. So you could say that, this is Alpi the Rang Subas, he's not just saying it for Rashi. You could say that for Shar Nashim, there's no need. So it's Levatala. For Gimel Nashim, since you can't be Mishamish without a moch, right? Therefore, there's the need of Mitzvah's Ona. So it's not Levatala. If you say Levatala doesn't mean not procreating, not having kids. Levatala means for no reason. Or for no valid halakhic reason, right? For no mitzvah reason. Then you could say, look, for the Shar Nashim, why are you being Mishamish B'moch? For no mitzvah reason, right? You could do all the mitzvah being Mishamish normally. For the Gimel Nashim, you have a mitzvah reason. I don't want to get into Sakana, so my only choice would be Porish or Mishamish B'moch. So I want to do the mitzvah onah, shamashamash b'moch. Now the mitzvah onah is not docha nisser, but it could be that when, you could redefine the word levatala. When it's for a mitzvah reason, that's not levatala. Kol motzi zera levatala, chazal say nida, chayiv misa, etc., etc. That, what does levatala mean? Levatala doesn't mean without having kids. Levatala means without a mitzvah, right? That's what you could be mechadish. That, levatala does not mean for no without fertility. That's not what levatala means. Levatala means without a mitzvah purpose. One mitzvah purpose is puruvu. One mitzvah purpose is ona. So a normal woman, you can't say I'm using a moch because of ona. What do you mean? Do your ona without a moch. But for these three women, since you only going to do moch, ona's with a moch, therefore it's not levatala because it's necessary for a mitzvah. And this is alpi the ra'ah. Just that the Ra'ah is not specifically saying it for Rashi, but he does say this far, and I think this far the only one have any kashas against. Because Taka, in order to do the mitzvah, they need to use a moch, they need to use Zera to do the mitzvah. Okay.
That's going against the Rambam, meaning there is a mitzvah song according to that?
No, even if it's a lot, it's still a mitzvah. I mean, it's not an assay, but it's still a mitzvah. So it's not docha anything. But it's not a matter of docha. Is that a mitzvah? It's not levatala. How can you call a mitzvah levatala? If I'm doing a mitzvah, you can call that battling? Right? This is okay. So someplace in the Shevish Belt will say, if you leave the base finish to do a mitzvah, that's batala. But no, that's not pashtus. Pashtus is batala is to not do a mitzvah, to leave the base finish and watch the Super Bowl. That's batala. But to leave the base finish to do a mitzvah, not batala. Mitzvahs aren't batala. Mitzvahs are important. So likewise here, maybe you could answer. The mitzvah's ona is, that's the Ra'ah and a few Rishonim add. Mitzvah's ona is important. Important is not levatala. So, now what we've basically done so far, let's just chazer for a second, is analyze the issue of moch kodem tashmish. Are you allowed to, are husband and wife allowed to use a diaphragm, right? That's the closest we have to a moch. It's a big machlok saposim, whether a condom is considered like a moch or it's worse than that, and maybe usher le kuliyama. But are you allowed to use a moch? So the Mordechai Yamshel Shlomo will say, what's the problem? That's normal bia. Obviously, they say you still have to have a boy and a girl, but let's say, you had your boy and girl already, or, you're going to have your boy and girl soon, or whatever. No problem. Tom says, total isser, that is total onanism. That is not derech bia at all, that is motzi zera leitzim alavanim. Rashi holds something more in between. He doesn't hold that it's usher in all circumstances, because then it wouldn't be much of a gimel nashim. He obviously doesn't hold it's usher in all circumstances. Rashi must hold it depends on the circumstance, whether it's usher or not. One shot is in the rib, depending on what circumstances, depending on kavana. If your kavana is to be anti-kids, then it's usher. If your kavana is neutral, it's mutter. Or second shot based on the ra, it depends on the mitzvah content. If you're not doing any, if it's not necessary for a mitzvah, that's usher. If it's necessary for a mitzvah, that's mutter. Okay, what we're going to have to maybe not get to today is see what the lumpish is sort of all the machlokas between these principles is. But first, we just have to get the shitas down. Yes?
I told you what you said about ona. Could it be that instead of saying that the ona makes it not be the lapala, that we are going back to sakana, and just the ona gets out of the issue of saying there is no option to kodesh?
No, because there always is, because that's not true. What you're telling me is that if the only way to blow shofar on Shabbos, sorry, on Yontif, is to go into a dangerous neighborhood, right? If the only way to blow shofar on Yontif is to go into a dangerous neighborhood, I'm allowed to like drive in a police car and like bring my gun with me, and flash my siren light because I don't have the option of not blowing shofar. Therefore, it could go off nefesh and it's mutter. I mean, that's not true, right? If the only way to get an esrog is to, climb up a cliff. That means I'm allowed to make holes in the cliff and stick my equipment in, because otherwise it's like coming to climb up a cliff, because there's no option not picking up an esrog. No, that's not the way halacha works. No, if the only way to do a mitzvah is to get into sakana, then don't be mechal and aveir to do the sakana. Then don't do the mitzvah.
That won't be enough to allow you, let's say, after the fact, to maybe use it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's look at, let's erase this for now. Let's look at the other side of the coin. How about a moch la'achar tashmish? What are the shitas on a moch la'achar tashmish? Who holds totally mutter, nothing to talk about? Moch achar tashmish. Tosis Rosh, but basically everyone in the world quoting Rabbeinu Tam, right? In the various Tosis, right? Rabbeinu Tam says totally mutter. Okay. Who holds us to use a moch achar tashmish? who holds us to use a mochef to tashmish? What?
The
other pshat and Rashi, right? Right, so the other pshat and Rashi, the other pshat in Rashi says, Usser, how about Gimel Nashim? What does he think about Gimel Nashim, the other pshat and Rashi? Mutter, Usser, right? But, Lashar Nashim, Mutter, Legimel Nashim, and who holds the Usser even for the Gimel Nashim? It's going to be a little tricky. The simple shot is the Chachamim, according to the other pshat in Rashi. Now, this gets a little tricky, because it's not so pashut, but L'chora, the Chachamim, according to the other pshat in Rashi, hold that it's usher for everyone, right? Okay, now, what's the svara of... What's the svara of these various pshatim? So, what's the svara? Let's get a svara color. What's the svara of saying it's usher for everyone? That's pretty simple. Why should it be usher for everyone? Because nashim muzharos al hashkasa zera, right? If a woman came to hashkasa zera, then it should be usher. What's the svara of saying it's usher for everyone but mutter to the gimel nashim? What's the svar of saying that it's usher for everyone, but mutter for the gimel nashim? So you could say, like the rid, right? That here you're her kavana. Her kavana is neutral, right? She's just trying to avoid sakana. Therefore, it's okay. Other women are trying to avoid getting pregnant. Or you could have a better pshat here. What's the better pshat here? Here, Taka, and the Tosfos Rosh knows this, right? Tosfos Rosh only asked this kasha on the pshat of lifnei tashmish. After tashmish, what is a reasonable pshat? Sakana. Here, you really could have a pshat of sakana. Here, you really could have a pshat of sakana. One second. Where am I? Yeah. Here, you really could have shot a sakana. Why? Why not just say, be poresh and don't get into sakana? Because why after tashmish could sakana be a good shot?
Okay, so sakana, it's already happening.
Right.
Already.
Meaning, first you do bia, and then you're in sakana. Right? After tashmish, maybe there's a heter of sakana. This is, the Kobot Ha'aro says this in the Havim. But the Ritva in, I think, Subos says that it's because of Sakana. The Ritva in Subos says Sakana, and also a lot of Achronim say that way. The Ritva in Subos and a lot of Achronim, although if you look at Merol Chanan here, if you want to look at Merol Chanan, it's in the beginning of Chaf Gimel, or in Chaf Gimel, it's a short simon. He rejects it. Why here is there a heter of Sakana? Because, let's just... What's the issue? The issue is because maybe it's mutter to do a mitzvah which creates sakana afterwards, which will be Doche Averus. Who wants to prove to me from a famous Balamor that it's okay to do a mitzvah now if it'll create sakana later and require me to be doing Avera? Or not from a famous Balamor?
Bris on Shabbos.
What?
Doing Bris on Shabbos.
No, Bris on Shabbos is not such a good riot. First of all, Bris on Shabbos is not the good riot. That Bris on which day should be the riot?
Thursday.
Bris on Thursday. So then on the third day it'll be Shabbos, the baby will be Sakana, I'll have to be Chal Shabbos. That might be not such a right, because Bris itself is Docha Shabbos. Anyone want to bring right from a famous Balamor? What's the famous Balamor? Zev, what's the famous Balamor?
The
Maflig and Mesfina, exactly. Right, the Gemara says you're not allowed to be Maflig Besfina within 3 days of Shabbos. So why can't I be maflig b'sfina within 3 days of Shabbos? So who remembers what the Rif says? Tangent. What does the Rif say? Why can't I go in the boat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? No, the Rif says because of oneg Shabbos, because for the first 3 days I'm seasick, and therefore it's not oneg Shabbos to make myself seasick. But if I go on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then I'll already get over my seasickness. Again, he doesn't mean everyone. Some people stay. But he means most people will get over their seasickness by Shabbos. That's why, because of that Rif. We paskin, even though I've seen a lot of people not keep this because they don't know the halacha. We paskin that you shouldn't have an elective medical, meaning if you can have the choice, I don't mean if you're rushed in an ambulance, you shouldn't have a medical procedure, a surgery that's going to leave you unwell within 3 days of Shabbos, if you could schedule it for earlier in the week. A lot of people say, I'll have my surgery on Thursday, because then Friday's a short day and Shabbos is no work and I can recover without missing work. That's usher, according to this riff. The post can be the riff. Say that's usher. No. Goof, that's why you can't have your surgery Thursday, because you'll want to own Shabbos. You'll be sick, you'll be drugged up, you won't be able to eat, you'll feel bad. You should not have to have your surgery Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so that you recover shtickle by Shabbos. Okay, but that's not our union. The Baal Mor says, why can't you be maflig b'sfina within 3 days of Shabbos? Because every time you go on a long trip on a sfina, eventually there comes a big storm and a real shasakana, and what do they shout? All hands on deck, right? And everyone has to be mechallel Shabbos to keep the ship from sinking. So how can you lechachila put yourself in a situation? So that's what he says. On Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you already know Shabbos is coming. You can't put yourself in a situation where you'll have sakana. But what does the Gemara say? For Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to be mafling on Thursday, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. For Dvar Mitzvah, what is the point? For Dvar Rishos, stop to take a trip. You shouldn't put yourself in a situation where you might have sakana and have to do aveiros. But if you're doing a mitzvah, then it's okay to put yourself in a situation where you might have sakana. Now you're doing the mitzvah, and then when you have sakana, you'll deal with it. That's why if it's l'achar tashmish, you're not doing an aveira yet. When they decide, the husband and wife decide, should we be celibate, or should we be mishamish? Now they're doing a mitzvah of tashmish, and even if it's not a mitzvah, it's shalom bayis, right? The Ruch Hanan points out. They're doing an important thing of marital intimacy, and they're not doing any aveiros yet. They know that after they do this important mitzvah, 5 minutes later she'll be in sakana and she'll have to do an aveira. That's okay. If you're doing a mitzvah, you can worry about 5 minutes later when you come to it. That's the principle that when you do a mitzvah, you don't have to worry it'll get you into sakana. That doesn't mean you're allowed to do an aveira now, but you don't have to worry about what'll happen next time. Now this is a big machlokas. Rav Chana rejects this here. This is a big machlokas halacha lemaisa. Right? Not can I be Mechal Shabbos or Mechal Yontif to get an esrog. Can I go shake lulav and esrog, and I know that after I shake lulav and esrog, right now I'm going to shake lulav and esrog, right? I'm walking shake lulav and esrog, everyone's asleep. I know that by the time I get to the town with the lulav and esrog, by the time I get to the lulav and esrog, and shake the lulav, wait for alos and shake the lulav and esrog, the natives will wake up, they'll start rioting, I'll have to call the police and drive away in a car. So is that mutter? So maybe our Gemara is saying, yeah, that's mutter. Right now I'm shaking the esrog without an aveira. The fact that it'll lead me into pikuach nefesh, okay, I'll do a mitzvah, and then when I get to the pikuach nefesh, I'll deal with it. That's the principle of the Baal Mor by Sfina, which Rebbe Chanan rejects, but most of the Achronim, the different Melkil and other Achronim accept, and they say, that's pshat in the other pshat in Rashi. Why is it mutter after Tashmish for Gimel Nashim? Because when they do tashmish, they're doing a mitzvah without an aveira. And then afterwards, they have to pikuach nefesh. What gives you the right to get into pikuach nefesh in the first place? Baal Mor, when you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have to worry about what you're getting into. Okay, last pshat, Rabbeinu Tam. Why did Rabbeinu Tam think it's mutter? It's mamash hashchash zera. She's mamash a zera inside her. She's taking a moch and destroying it. Why is it mutter? And there's no sakana. He thinks for all women. Why does he think there's no problem at all? Two pshatim. Tosos and Tosos Rush. What are the two pshatim? What's the reason he says mutter legamri?
Women are considered.
Exactly. Nashim einan muzharos al hashkas azera. In the Tosos Rush, when he attacks Rashi, he has another problem. He says, Mr. Rashi, what are you telling me? If you met before Tashmish, I killed you by drawing an X there. And I didn't know how the other Rishonim would get out of it. Or I Yeah, okay, yeah, I didn't know what I didn't like. If you're talking about after Tashmish, how can you possibly have an Isser after Tashmish? What could possibly be the problem after Tashmish? And he says, I'm not going to say what could possibly be the problem with women. I know some people are one made by women, some people are the other made by women. That's not going to be how I kill Rashi. How do I kill Rashi? He says, what does he say? Something which really makes us think. There can't be an Isser, even the Shara Nashim. Even if women are commanded, no matter what you hold women are, Pater, Chayav, Mutter, Usser, no matter what you hold about women, there's no problem. Why? He says he is sowed. Isser Ashkosa Zera is only the Chimam, to stimulate oneself until Zera comes out. Now you can hold it applies to women, you can hold it doesn't apply to women. Fine, hold it applies to women all day long if you want. It's also for men to stimulate themselves so the Zera comes out, and it's also for women to stimulate themselves so the Zera comes out. Fine, shkoyach. But that, the Isser Ashkosa Zera is only in the stimulation until the Zera comes out. Once the Zera is already out, there's no Usser to go search and destroy, track down Zera and kill it. There is never an Isser in the first place to kill Zera. The Isser is only the stimulation that makes the Zera comes out, not killing Zera that's already out. Right? That's what he says. There's no Isser, excuse my harsh lashon, to kill Zera. Just to be motzi derech chimon. Now this is a radical idea. If I were to ask you, which is more of a real life killing of potential life? To be motzi zerek, the guy is a tithe, he's motzi zerek derech chimon, or to mamish go into the woman's body, find the zerek the husband deposited there and kill it? Which seems like more preventing the life from forming? Clearly, going into the woman's body, search and destroy party, find all the innocent civilians, then kill them. So what's the Tosfos Rosh saying? And here's the Yesod, which we're going to have to be dealt with until next time. Tosfos Rosh is saying that, what does he think the problem with Hotzar Zera Levatola is, according to Tosfos Rosh? According to Tosfos Rosh, how does he view the real, Chazal say very harsh things about Zera Levatola, right? We all gave the shmuzim in our yeshivas and shovim, right? Okay, shovim's over, we still remember. Chazal say very harsh things about Tzar Zera Levatola. According to Tosfos Rosh, what's so bad about Zera Levatola? Because you're wasting something? Right? Because you're like destroying something useful? Nah, what's so bad?
It's the
Maisa. It's the Maisa of, right? Yeah, no one's answering because you haven't come up with a polite word for it. Right? It's the Maisa Niyof Shabo. Right? To use the Lashon, what did Chazal say? One line they were needed, which we'll read. Lo sinaf, lo yehebachad niyof, bein biyad, bein beregel. You shouldn't have any niyof, right? Not niyof of like strange men and strange women, right? Not niyof of ishus ish or other arayas or zonas or etc. Not even niyof of self niyof of being motzi zera. For the Tosfos Rosh, what's the problem? The problem isn't destroying zera. Nah, there's plenty of zera to go around. If you don't have kids today, you'll have kids tomorrow. What's the big deal? You know what zera man has? Billions and billions and trillions. That's no big deal. The problem is the niyof shabal, that this is a maisa niyof, that a guy is being a shamish with himself, or even a girl, and being motzi zera. So the Tosfos Rosh, I think what he's saying here, the reason he's rejecting Rashi, after Tashmis, there's no Isser, because that's just a matter of whether zera is going to be wasted or going to be used properly. That we don't care about. What we care about is you shouldn't do a neophytic act of self-stimulation. That is a kind of niyof that's against the kedusha of the Torah.
Couldn't you still search for kodem tashmish also then?
What?
Couldn't you still search for kodem tashmish also then?
Ah, no, because if you hold kodem tashmish and not derabia, then you're doing the niyof.
Is it
niyof? Yeah, it's niyof, because instead of being shamish a woman, you're being shamish a moch. Or you put the moch in the woman, but it's still being the shamish a moch. That's niyof. It's not a natural bia of a man and a woman. Anyway, now, I know you go both ways. That's what you have on the board. You can say, this is natural, they just stuck a thing in. Or you can say, no, there's a thing there. You know, that's not natural. So you can say, oh, that's a maisa niyof, because you're being mishamish the moch instead of being mishamish the woman. But over here, so I think now this brings up, I think, a very, very crucial hakira, which is what we're going to have to continue with next time and get into some other issues, which is, what's this whole problem of Tzara Zera Levatala in the first place? Is the problem of Tzara Zera Levatala because of the problem, the Levatala, that this important thing is going to waste, which does not seem to be the attitude of Tosfos Rosh, or is the problem, no, it's that Neuf and the Arayas, what kind of, I know this isn't regular Arayas, because it's not a man and it's not two people, but it's a kind of Neuf and Arayas, because it's an improper kind of sexual satisfaction, and that's the Isser. Is it Mitzad Arayas, or is it really Mitzad Hashchasa? Right? The Rosh would say, you know what kind of Hashchasa? The moral Hashchasa of doing Neuf, and that's the Hashchasa. Or is it the Hashchasa of the Zera? That's a crucial Hakira. What I want to come back to next time is, go back to the Goranida, figure out what the Yisod of the Isser of the Hashchasa Zera Levatala is, then see many, many Nachminas in the postkin, some of which are really the Mice Adi and Lazet, and then take everything we have on this board, now that we have all the Pshatim and the Gemara laid out, and all the Shitas laid out, take all the things that are on this board and show how every machlokas on this board is really noveh from that chakira, and we'll do that next time. And what we'll also do, maybe I'll even add a few makoros just to keep us busy, and we'll also try and cover next time a kind of aspect of the sogya, meaning what is the shomer psarim Hashem thing, you know, is you think sakana is sakana. I understand if Reb Meir says they're allowed to use a moch, Chachamim say be poorish and don't use a moch. Fine, that's on the board. What is Shomer Psalm Hashem? If there's Sakana, that shouldn't be an option. So that, well, we're familiar with that from a lot of the smoking and other issues. We'll come back to that, Amir Tz Hashem, also next time.